Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Can you tell me, do you speak Spanish?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to continue this survey in English or Spanish?
The way you want it.
Actually, it's your decision.
Okay. English is okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, the U.S. Senate, and the Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote.
Yes.
Sorry?
I'm definitely going to vote. Definitely I'm
okay.
Going to vote. I work for the election.
Okay, thank you so much. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some... Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me what is your main racial background?
Hispanic, Black, Cuban.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you tell me what is your age?
65,
thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they gotten off on the wrong track?
They are on the wrong track.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Affordable housing, looting, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in city government, traffic and congestion, growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, or proper insurance cost?
Housing.
Housing, okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Miguel Gavela.
Who?
Miguel Gavela.
I know him, yes.
Okay, and would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Joy Carvalho.
No favorable at all.
Okay. Then we have Daniela Levin Cava.
Somewhere no favorable.
Okay.
The airport is a disaster.
Oh, got it. Okay. Then we have Damian Pardo.
Don't know him.
Okay. The next one is Christine King.
Don't know him.
Okay. The next one is Francis Suarez.
Somewhere favorable.
Okay. The next one is Manolo Reyes.
Somewhere favorable.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
No favorable.
Okay, got it. And the last one is Eileen Higgins.
Who? Higgins.
Eileen
Higgins.
Him. Okay, thank you.
Don't
so
know
much.
Him.
Okay, now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. And now I'm going to ask you about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterward, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor to vote of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called...
Yes, I will.
Sorry?
Yes.
Okay.
The question about the referendum.
Okay. The first question is called Corporate Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads... The ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency? Okay. Thank you so much.
Continue for 1 year at least. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Continue for at least 1 year.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I'm definitely voting yes.
Okay. Now, the second referendum is called Partial Convenience for Revis Department Development, at 1111 Parvis Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sales and or lease 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon a fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving lighting, and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park at hotels lease, and contributing a $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today... Okay, thank you so much. And again, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. And the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of lease property to tenant for fair market value of no less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive Biden, and authorize a no-cost to city $9 million contribution for affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed use to include office, and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Now, if the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this?
Yes, definitely yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to ask you, the reminder of the survey will focus on this tier referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. I'm going to give you a list of specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each one. The first one is selling 3.2 acres of lease property to tenant at a price fair market value. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Then we have allowing previous approved timeshare residents residences to be condominiums.
Strongly disapprove. Condominium doesn't do too well lately.
Okay. Then we have expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
I strongly approve.
Okay, got it. Then we have all at no cost to the city to taxpayer or taxpayers.
I strongly disapprove.
Okay. Then we have, okay. And now we have allowing office space to be included.
Which one is that one? Say it again?
Yes, allowing office space to be included.
Yes, strongly approved. Yes.
Okay. Then we have a $9 million contribution to affordable housing.
Strongly approved.
Okay, got it. And the last one is reducing the overall amount of development.
I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, I'm going to give you a more detailed description of this proposal.
How long do we want to do that?
Actually, we are at 66% complete, almost 70.
Because I'm driving, so...
Actually,
okay.
We can...
Continue.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, this proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms that voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion or of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Now in this, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes for the referendum.
Okay, and is that definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Say it again?
Yes, regardless
repeat
of your...
Repeat the question, please.
Okay, regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
I like the $9 million for affordable houses.
Okay. Just give me one second. And now I'm going to give you some statements that are in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is...
Not convincing. That Watson Island, I don't get it. I don't know.
Well, I have to read all the questions, you know, for...
Okay. All right, go ahead.
This proposal will result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or it has no difference?
No, not at all convincing. Not at all.
Okay. Then we have, this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
Okay.
And again, the same, the same option. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Yeah, convincing. Convincing.
Okay. Then we have, adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families.
No, not convinced. Not at all.
And instead, okay, thank you. Then we have, this proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
Yes, convinced. Yes.
Okay. Then we have, this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to 1,000 more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs.
And turn left.
Not convinced.
And is that not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Now the last one says, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding.
Convinced, yes.
Okay, thank
Definitely.
You so much. Now I'm going to give you some statements that are against the proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. Again, if this will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets.
No convinced. Not at all.
Okay. Then we have, this proposal will increase traffic between City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and communities.
No convinced.
Head east on East 11th Street
okay.
East 2nd Avenue.
Then we have, this proposal is not for Miami residents and is a luxury hotel and condo project for wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
I'm sorry, I don't get that one.
In 1,000 feet, turn right on the east.
I can repeat that for you. This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
No convinced.
Okay. And the last one is, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and project precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami residents cannot afford.
No convinced.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No, I will definitely no.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, or someone else?
Someone else.
Okay, thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Say it again?
Yes. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate of 2-year degree.
Some college and trade school.
Okay, thank you so much. You already say that your national ancestry is Cuban, right?
I am.
Okay, thank you so much. And in your home, do you always speak English? Mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish? Speak Spanish and English?
Mostly speak Spanish.
Thank you so much. And this concludes Earth Survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.